Hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor on WBA News. I'm your host, Ben Thorpe. This week, our guest is Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. Mayor, as always, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
You're welcome, and thank you for letting me be on today.
So, Mayor, I want to start by asking you, you know, last month, the City Council was asked to pass a resolution in support of driving privilege cards. There was a lot of public testimony on the matter, with several individuals talking about how important driving licenses are to get to work, even if they aren't documented. This month, folks again came forward and called on the council to do this, with public comment on the matter being led by State Representative Mark Genda, who underlined that police are a big part of advocating for this change. Can you kind of talk about this, and what are your thoughts on this at this moment?
You know, this is something that was brought to our attention a while back, and you know, this is very important, particularly to our Hispanic community, because we have people that are not able to get driver's license, and so it's something that's very important to them so that they could drive legally and also they would be able to get insurance. So I know it's important. I think the thing with our council that they were not sure about is, as they said, they would be like lobbying for this, and they didn't know if that's what they should do as a council. Not necessarily that they're for or against it, but, you know, just the concept of lobbying. So State Representative Mark Genda was here. He showed his support for it, along with our police chief was at the meeting before that and showed his support, you know, from him and from the department, because it is a situation that is difficult for officers. You know, when they have somebody stopped, they may not be documented. They can't have a legal driver's license. So it does present a problem. So they feel like that would alleviate some of those situations.
Yeah. You know, Mayor, during the meeting, you stated that you kind of see an advantage to these driver's cards, especially in ensuring that people are getting to work safely. You know, are there other things that the city might be able to do to address this issue?
You know, we are going to put together a committee. I'm working on putting a meeting together so that maybe people can become more educated exactly what this is and what it can be used for. I think there are some misconceptions that they think it's going to be able to be used, you know, maybe for voting or to make them legal or, you know, something like that. And that's not what it is. It is strictly a driving card, you know, that they use for those purposes and to allow them to get insurance. So I think that will help. You know, educate the people that are on the committee, then maybe they can reach out to others and help educate the community as well.
Yeah, some city council members asked for more time because the legislative session to build a resolution, but, you know, the session is likely over, and so they're saying not until next year would this issue be taken up again. But I know we spoke last time and you said it was unlikely to see a resolution because there was some resistance on the council. Do you think anything has changed on that level?
You know, I don't think at this point, you know, of course, we had council member Isaac Chavez. He's the one that, you know, made the motion and we didn't get a second on it or anybody. So we could not take a vote. So I think there's still some hesitancy, you know, from the council side. But like I said, hopefully this will help educate others and maybe they'll see the importance of this. You know, the big thing is, too, it's really important to our community to let them know that we understand some of the situations that they're going through.
Yeah, I was going to ask you why this is such an important issue in your community. You know, obviously, I don't hear this when I'm tuning in to other city councils across the state.
Right. There are a few others that have passed this by resolution, other councils. I just think that because of the number of Hispanics that we have in our community and how important it is to us to make sure that we hear them when they speak, that, you know, it's something that we really need to look at doing.
Yeah. I want to pivot here and ask you about your State of the City, which is coming up, I believe, on April 1st. Can you talk to us about what we can expect to hear and how things are going here in Frankfort?
Yes, we've been working really hard to get our information together. We'll give some information from a financial standpoint, you know, some high points in 2023 and some things we look forward to this year in 2024. I am going to have my department heads available that night. They're going to speak for a short time just to kind of give an update on what's going on in their departments. And I think this is really important for our community and that the citizens know what's going on and to hear it from us, you know, to know that what we say is what's really going on.
One of the things that I've been hearing from a number of, you know, these State of the City addresses is the ongoing uptick in development. And I'm wondering if you can talk about whether or not that's something that is happening here in Frankfort.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're having people probably pretty much on a weekly, not maybe a daily, but a weekly basis that's interested in development in our community. So that's something that's really important. Housing is something that's important. Also, we want to also get more businesses and to build up our industrial park. So I think it's really important that we address that. And, you know, we keep open-minded when people want to come here to Frankfort.
Yeah, you know, how have, you know, some of the Ready 2.0 development grants started to play a role yet in upcoming projects? Are there things that you are specifically advocating for the city?
You know, for the 2.0, no, there is not at this time. I know that Bandera's Point is one of them that's looked at. Other than that, there's nothing, you know, really in 2.0. Now, 1.0 is the one that helped us with our development of Meadowbrook. So that's the one that we're working on right now and focusing on.
So I noticed that the Frankfort City Council meeting for next month has been moved to accommodate the total solar eclipse that is coming up. Maybe you want to talk about where things are in terms of planning for events around that day.
You know, we have a lot of events planned, actually starting on Friday and through the weekend. So we're going to have a farmer's market. We're going to have concerts. We're going to have movie night. So there's a lot of things going on. We're having a community worship service on Sunday. So we're building up to the 8th, you know, what's going to happen at the eclipse. So we decided to go ahead and move our meetings to the next evening because we weren't sure what all that was going to entail with the eclipse and, you know, the extra people in Frankfort.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this a little bit last month, but I'm wondering if you're expecting a big uptick in tourism. I know folks that I have been speaking to have said that they are planning, you know, coming from out of state, that there are folks from all around who are likely to travel to witness this total solar eclipse. What impact do you expect?
Yes, we are expecting, you know, more people here in the community. We're on the north edge of Frankfort is. We're just on the north side of that eclipse. But I know like Kirkland and some other areas in Clinton County, they're going to have the total eclipse. So it's going to be interesting to see exactly what happens that day, you know, how close they are to that line that's going to happen. But we're expecting more people in this area.
Mayor, the city last month awarded a matching grant to the Paul Philippi Resource Community Transportation Center. Talk to me about those funds and why it's important.
Of the transportation for the Paul Philippi is something that our city does support them throughout the year, and we have for several years now to provide transportation within our city and county. So it's something that we know that maybe we could even do something different, maybe improve that. There's a lot of people that need transportation, and finding that transportation, we have Paul Philippi. We also have some taxi services, but not a lot of like Uber or that type thing. So it's something that we're looking at right now.
Yeah. That is our time for today. Mayor Sheets, thanks for being with us. You can find this program at our website, WBA.org, along with an archive of our shows with the mayors of Lafayette, West Lafayette, Crawfordsville, and Frankfort. Send us your questions to ask at WBA.org. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of the day.